I'm Sue Bonzel. Here's what's trending right now. If you have a child, then you can understand the pain of having that child taken away from you. After days of pressure from moms groups, politicians, and even Laura Bush, this morning the president said he will sign something soon to change that practice at the border.
This has just come out from the Associated Press.
Last night, while covering the immigration story, show host Rachel Maddow broke down.
I think I'm going to have to hand this off. Yeah. Sorry. That does it for us tonight. We'll see you again tomorrow. Now it is time for the last word with Lawrence O'Donnell.
After the show, she said it was not the way I intended that to go, not by a mile. In Roseland, New Jersey, the parents of a sixth grader sued the school for failing horribly in keeping their 12-year-old daughter safe. Lawyers said after she was relentlessly bullied by four of her classmates, the little girl took her own life. Kate Spade, New York, has announced plans to donate $1 million to suicide prevention and mental health awareness causes. To start, the foundation is giving $250,000 to a free 24-hour confidential text message service for people in crisis. In entertainment, Netflix announced today a slew of new shows for you to stream, including Glow, the comedy about eight female wrestlers, and the first eight seasons of Anthony Bourdain's Parts Unknown. And at the World Cup today, Colombian reporter Julieth Gonzalez was in the middle of a World Cup report in Russia when a man abruptly jumped into her shot and got handsy on live TV. The man jumped into her frame and grabbed her chest while planting a kiss on her cheek. For CBS News, I'm Sue Bonzel.